This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Hey, it's a good morning to you. I hope you're well and warm. We are surviving the cold front. Just a couple of days, maybe even a week to go before we can go through and, you know, invite spring to come through. We still have to go through the dusty August first, though. So brace yourself for that. But I know you know these things, all right? So there's a lot to be thankful for. Oh, yeah. Like how sex has saved your life. You know it has. You just don't pay it attention. But can anyone really say it out loud? But listen, not sex saved my life. Can it? You know, we hardly talk about the benefits. We hardly talk about good, hey, this gift. You know, this gift saved me. Well, let me give you a simple example of how simple this question is. Yet, you're going to find it difficult to answer. Has sex saved your life? L. Mkong, on two occasions, T, I took a girl home from a grooving. And after we left the club, my boys got into a fight with other guys and people were shot. So it was me choosing to go home early. And sex saved my life. Okay, you said two occasions. Yeah. The other second time, the second occasion, I chose to stay home no mabebeza because, of course, I wanted to get lucky. And my jita got into an accident. So, yeah, hashtag sex saved my life. Has it saved yours? Oh, yes. Sex saved my life. Did it? How did it save your life? All right. So you share your stories with me. Come on. Now, it sounds like, I think when I ask the question, is there anyone who can say proudly that sex saved my life? I would like to posit, you know, I'm speaking like an academic now. I would like to posit that this is one of the most difficult questions you can ever ask anyone. Why? Because the answers, they know, but they cannot verbalize. You remember the other day I asked you to describe what an orgasm is? To somebody who doesn't know it, describe it. And you couldn't. And I think this is in the same bracket as that. You know it. You feel it. But it will be very difficult for you to gather the words and describe and or tell the next person how sex has saved your life. Over and above the health benefits. How did it save you? Because the health benefits you can Google. It lowers blood pressure. It boosts your mood. And so on and so forth. Those you can Google. But you tell me your story. How did it save your life? Maybe you were not sure about committing yourself to someone. Like India Ari, your eyes of the heart were shut. And your real eyes didn't like what you saw. But you're like, let's dance. And you danced. And it opened your heart. Today, you are the happiest couple in this country. Living together, listening, seeing the world, doing the most. Actually, you are more successful together. And had you not danced, only God knows where you would be. So sex saved your life. Or maybe you are not sure about resigning from work. Because this work environment, you're not too sure about it. But Bay relieved your stress. And after that session, sex gave you clear answers on what to do. Why? Because you were calm and you are now able to think clearly. And since that day, it was a turning point. And look at you now. So, the benefits or how sex saved your life is innumerable. Okay? But can we pinpoint when and how it did save our lives? For starters, most wouldn't have survived the first hard lockdown without a housemate. Whether that housemate was a human or a toy, oksalayo. Could have been depressed, but ay, kwena, o smile, o isiking, o glower. Is there anyone that can proudly say, hashtag, sex saved my life? When and what happened that made you thank the heavens for this beautiful gift? Talk to me. Tatiso, via my Facebook page, RAT for me. Sex did save my life because it came highly recommended by my doctor after I had a hip replacement. Because my bones were a little brittle, so I had to have a replacement. So when I went back for the post-op checkup, the doctor said, the further apart your hips are, the better. So get used to sitting lotus style, okay, as often as you can, and just have sex as often as you can. When I blushed, he said, I know, weird, hey? But I hope you have a man, because he's going to love this. And thank goodness I had a man at the time, and he loved it. And we did. So you see, like I said, it has saved your life. But would you be able to recall when and where and how? That's the challenge. Okay? Don't forget your voice notes. Please keep them coming.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag sex saved my life. One, it helped you dodge a bullet. Sometimes having sex with someone to know that you have to run for life. Sex has a way of just making things clearer. Hence, so many people use it to decide if someone is, you know, they are one or not. It's a, you know, it's one of those what do they call it? Interview questions, so to speak. Two, sex gave you a much-needed distraction. We go through a lot: David orders, depression, toxic work environments, now high unemployment rate. And sex just under these circumstances helps us to forget a bit about our problems and just gives you, you know, that optimism, you know. And who knows, with that optimism, certain doors you'll be able to see and then push yourself to open. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on how sex saved your life. It helped save your relationship. When things got tough in the relationship, sex was the first thing. The first thing, actually, that gets affected. However, many people who are on the verge of divorce or breakup will tell you, once they started having sex again and more and more and more, the bonds tightened and they rediscovered why they fell in love in the first place. You see? How did sex save your life? Share with me. Hey, girls, good morning.
See? Hello?
Can sex save lives?
Definitely.
Tata JJ.
I was freezing.
And?
I nearly died. I was freezing. Once upon a time. I'm not talking about the school's front, guys. No, once upon a time.
Yeah.
And I think sex saved me. Yeah.
From the body heat, man.
From body heat, Uncle T. Body heat. So yes, I actually agree with you.
And you see, that's the thing. It's specific. It was that one time, and you realize, what is he king?
Ampar. Ampar ki ishwa.
Mbali.
Mine is a bit deep, hey? Like, I genuinely believe that sex saved my life. You know, like when you a victim of sexual violence and sexual abuse of some sort. I was going through a time when I was so depressed that I thought that death was probably the best option for me, because I was always so sad. And then when I started going through counseling and therapy and all of that, older, my therapist suggested 2 things. You know, she was like, write down how you feel all the time, and perhaps you must start getting comfortable with intimacy and having sex. So those are the 2 things that I did. And sex is the one thing that saved my life. Like, I wonder how Jody Pringles, Uncle T. Like, once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah.
But, like, not in a bad way. Like, it saved my life. I'm this person, I'm this jolly person, understanding about life and the person that I am, because I started being comfortable with being intimate.
You could also write.
No, I can write. I can write in my sleep, but I can also pop in my sleep as well. So, yeah.
Thank you. We're still talking about how sex saved your life. Okay. Keep those voice notes coming. The comments, the Twitter, Facebook, love it. Ah, Facebook, my Facebook page, ne? Go there. Ah, no. It's hot. It's happening. Kidu, what happened with you?
I used to have a very extremely painful period of pain. I lost my virginity to 27. Before then, Yo, during my period, I would miss school. A day or two, I would miss school when I started it because the period pains would be killing me. I would be in bed, like literally sick. But after doing the deed, I haven't had all those, you know, excruciating pains. I would really say it really has saved my life. Sex really saved my life.
Sfiso, did sex save your life, my friend?
Hey, Prati, I'm telling you, Prati, there was a time when my relationship was in ICU. Hey, Mara Prati, after the dance, feel good, you know what, man, we are getting better. So, it saved my relationship in a way, Yawan Prati. Until today, we're still using that, and it's working for us. Our relationship keeps getting better because of it. So, yeah, that's how sex saved my life, Prati.
I suggested earlier on, I said, does South Africa need National Sex Day?
Oh, so as they sipped the best tea, what did they say? Also, what does that mean? Also, what does that mean? Do we practice sex on that day, or do we have a moment of silence in honor of sex? How do we celebrate sex? By not having it or having it? Do we have it the usual way, or do we try new things? What are the sippers of the tea saying?
You are a mental health advocate.
Yes.
Let me ask it this way.
Yes.
Has sex saved your life?
Yes.
So do we need a National Sex Day?
I would say so. I think it's very important because touch is a love language, and it's one of the five official love languages, and sex is one of those things. And maybe it's not even in engaging in it, but also just talking more about it and talking about the different themes that could be around a sexual theme, you know. Mm-hmm. We could talk about consent, you know. We could talk about flirting, advancing, making moves. We can talk about comfortability and reaching one's limits. We can talk about sharing physically or sharing as in witnessing, you know. There's so many different conversations we need to have. And now that I'm, you know, it's such a deep conversation now that I'm thinking about it even deeper. I definitely think it should be a day we need to observe, you know. And I think we can have healthier conversations around sex if we have days that we actually save to make them about sex. Like, I think of the Netherlands, I studied there, and there's an entire red light district, which is healthy, you know, and thriving, and it's part of the constitution, and taxpayers and the workers are protected. And I think of that, and you know, I think of places like Miami and Atlanta that have big sexual conversations, and I think definitely tea, now that you've made me come out of the light side of it and get into the serious side of it.
I still posit that it's one of those easy questions but very difficult to answer. Has sex saved your life? Why? Because it forces you to think about those moments and times where it did. And it's such an easy thing to take lightly that, you know, my mental health at some point, I got out of that, you know, purely because I had a partner who was able to, you know, celebrate with me, so to speak.
Yeah.
And here I am still standing today.
You know, sorry, you're just reminding me, like a conversation I have with a lot of my girlfriends, and they feel that they can never initiate sex because of society and because of men and how men have been and women have been socialized. So I think it would be a wonderful way to start having those conversations, you know, and possibly a woman being able to say to her man, when will you be comfortable with me initiating, and all those kind of things. I think definitely it needs to be a day that we observe and we lend to having healthier conversations around mental health, around sexual health.
There you go.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Right, come to think of it. I think it was 2008 or 2009. Hey, so I want to ngebe nje kusatsa mali ngwanyana o le nna nje ngebe ke gatilwe nje ka robala le diseleng nje weekend eo
wa thusa vuyo ko ya haye me bra ho ya haye Shoni
Prati,
how did it save your life, my friend?
Last year, Rachi, I was sinking into depression. And the sad thing about it is I was not seeing what I'm sinking into depression. I mean, I had lost weight. I mean, you know, chemotherapy, but I had lost more weight than that. A beautiful girl came into my life, you know. I mean, to make matters worse, the first lockdown happened, and it just made things worse. She came back into my life, and we started being intimate, you know. So every time I felt fire at my place, I could feel lighter.
Yeah.
And the more intimate I was with her, the lighter I became as well, you know, mentally, emotionally, psychologically as well. And
the stress is a fire.
The stress is a fire, but she, you know, releasing all the tension. And right now, I'm in a far, far better state than I was in last year.
And you can go back to that moment and say, this moment here saved my life.
Yes. Yes. And I always tell people that I'm so standing because of that woman. And I'm proudly saying it, you know.
Wonderful.
So to everybody who's going through the most right now in life, have sex, guys.
Finish. Shani says it. Done. All right. Huh? Lerat, Uring.
Yeah. No, it did. Really, really, really. I can proudly and loudly say what I think really did save my life. I arrived in Qatar in 2019. I left the man an essay, all and well. After a couple of months, he dubbed me. And I said, okay, it's fine, you know. 2020, we are in pandemic, there's restrictions. And I was like, ah, let me try Tinder, you know. And I went and I matched with this... a yummy guy from Ghana. All right. We went out for dinner and, you know, and one thing led to another. And it really did save me because I didn't have to go through crying. I didn't have to go through stress out of, oh, why? Okay. You know, he moved on. And it just really saved me from all the whys of the guy that actually left me. So it really did save me from all the pain and the tears. You know,
the natural painkiller.
With my life.
As they say.
And I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lorato. Lorato from Qatar. I appreciate you, Lorato, always making time, and I'm glad that you're nice and safe in Qatar. Carry that flag and fly it high, sister girl. Hey, do me.
How's it, Brati?
Your grand team, man.
I'm George. Hey, Brati, the team saved my life, bro. It was a time in Mo, next one to revile my Majita. I'm a hustler, I'm told.
Okay.
One to revile my Majita, around the 3 o'clock, half past three, somewhere there in the afternoon, Madame Kokotiani Kunzu. Africa made a brew and I had to entertain her. All the way until after 7 and then Majita Avaya. That's all. I had to do the duty, Madame. 3 hours later, I get a call, Majita Kashi. And three of them. But 37 years ago, University of the Elders.
Yeah.
$1. So, Kuchore, I should have been wearing orange uniform as you speak. So, the sex saved my life.
Do me we?
Sure.
Umunyala ni ngwanu abatu?
Ha, kimunkira, Khrotman. Kimunkira ka 2019. Ha, ucharte.
Ah, ntate wa bona nka bo nka rabe ka mogomo ne ke tlo bolela ke roitse keng ne ke tla ra ka phafa o thiaka. Hey, le go zulu kitet. Yo.
Ke di praga strong. Na bona anyway, le ko mo kherezong ke buile nyana. I won't say ke tlo go tlile ke pati. A le tsane le match. Ah, bro, hey.
Ah, tu bzalwela. Ah, it's what ah, man. Plus, it's very remote. Tebza.
topic e na kile ka kraspani vaya yona taba e o bulela topic e o bulelang ka yona ke mo seloro ne kratos ho la ke tsoa o seng ke faye ke buye le tinyana mara one day tsale ka bitsa motho ka bitsa stoko re ke ne go ntlung ra dula ratimasa maindu ke mo tholung ra thola alko charting ratimasa how mi re tete to feto timasa re le sha po set plumilo ha tsela motho go gota a bula re mfitsuna ba batla motho go spanning we prepared in 2 hours time ke value wena ba batla motho go spanning imagine ke motho leng re ya ke kreya le around the day ya kreya la ka kreya span is nang kare eish it did save my life hey ka tsatsi leo shabratibus
the best tea in the city every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.